You can see chili anywhere you go, three times a day at the table.
Flores has been around chili almost all his life. His parents were born in Mexico, and as family legend has it, his father, who was wealthy, was chased out of the country by Pancho Villa. The family settled in Hatch in 1932, and Eliaho started helping out in the fields when he was 8.
Now, every day are rot.
No, they won't. They'll be there.
Flores has never missed the Hatch Chili Festival. He's attended all 22. In a black felt cowboy hat, black jeans, black boots, and brilliant pink Western shirt, he proudly tells anyone who will listen about the many attributes of chili.
Once you eat it, you got to have it. You could almost, you can make a complete meal, and you can survive eating chili because you can see chili anywhere you go, three times a day at the table.
Flores has been around chili almost all his life. His parents were born in Mexico, and as family legend has it, his father, who was wealthy, was chased out of the country by Pancho Villa. The family settled in Hatch in 1932, and Eliaho started helping out in the fields when he was 8. Now 69, he owns 100 acres and leases another 400, growing a little cotton and some onions in addition to chili. But Flores says over the years, farming has become a constant struggle against creditors, tax collectors, and the elements.
Being a farmer used to be a very interesting work for anybody that liked farming. And today, it's a nervous wreck. Mother Nature, once in a while, hits us pretty hard, and the high cost of operating has put a lot of farmers out of business.
Recent heavy rains flooded out large portions of Flores' fields. From his four-wheel drive truck, he surveys the damage.
Here's where that water got 3 foot deep in one of the benches, and it just busted the bank right here. You can see the damage that it done.
Acres of shriveled red and green peppers hang from wilting plants whose root systems have rotted out.
They're dead. Those plants will die.
Because Flores runs a relatively small operation, losses like this could mean the difference between whether he will make or lose money this season. He sells his chili fresh, by the bag, to a few middlemen and to people who stop in at the family store in Hatch. He used to sell to canneries and would like to in the future, but says their prices aren't high enough to keep pace with the rising cost of production. For example, Flores says a truck that cost him $3,000 in the mid-70s now runs him about $20,000.
Yet our prices are chili and cotton. Our 1946, 47, 49 prices. Our labor used to be $1.45 an hour, and I'm talking about good labor, not what we get today. So in every respect, you know, the farmer has been hurt bad.
A vast majority of the workers who pick chili in the Hatch Valley are from Mexico. Most are here legally, amnestied by the 1986 immigration law. Flores doesn't think amnesty was such a good idea, though. He yearns for the way things used to be.
It might be the wrong thing to say that we were better off with illegal people than this legal people, because now they can do as they please and they can call the shots. Not that we are slave drivers or anything, but they can take off any time they want to. They can go ahead and they spend more time going to get all of these handouts from our government than working out in the fields.
It's early morning, and several hundred farm workers are gathering here in downtown El Paso at what's known as the Bridge. Most of the region's farm workers live in either El Paso or just across the bridge in Juarez, Mexico. It's a long way to the Hatch Valley, so farm workers like Juan Gomez are up early.
Well, you get up at 3 o'clock, and you go catch the buses, and they usually leave about 3:30, 4 o'clock, the ladies.
2 hours later, this old yellow school bus with about 50 workers on board arrives at a chili field near Hatch. The workers jump out, grab big plastic buckets, and fan out across the field.
We start picking about 6:30, 7 o'clock. There's some good days and some bad days. Sometimes you can make from 12, 15 to $35 or $40 a day. It all depends on the kind of field you go to.
This field is jalapeno. The workers get paid by the bucket, piece rate, so the faster they pick, the more money they earn. Hands move in and around the plants, bending back branches and plucking the shiny green peppers, one after the other, like automation.
You gotta be leaning over all day long. You know, be like squatting down. And then the fields might be real muddy. You'd be up to your ankles in mud. Be slipping and sliding, you still be picking.
After a bucket is full, the workers dump the chilies into big wooden crates that sit atop a trailer on the back of a tractor. A supervisor drops a white plastic chip into each empty bucket. At the end of the day, the workers cash in their chips. Growers say they guarantee minimum wage, $4.25 an hour, and that some workers get a lot more. Juan Gomez thinks it may work out to more like $2.50 an hour, and sometimes they get less.
Some people retire and they don't have enough money. They'll get like $200-$300 a month. That's not even enough to pay your rent, or just enough to pay your rent. So you be up to your ankles in mud, be slipping and sliding, you still be picking.
After a bucket is full, the workers dump the chilies into big wooden crates that sit atop a trailer on the back of a tractor. A supervisor drops a white plastic chip into each empty bucket. At the end of the day, the workers cash in their chips. Growers say they guarantee minimum wage, $4.25 an hour, and that some workers get a lot more. Juan Gomez thinks it may work out to more like $2.50 an hour, and sometimes they get less.
Some people retire and they don't have enough money. They'll get like $200-$300 a month, and that's not even enough to pay your rent, or just enough to pay your rent. So you got people 70 or 75 years old still working 3-4 days a week so they can get by.
Mornings are cool in the Hatch Valley, but by mid-afternoon, the fierce New Mexico sun beats down, making cold drinking water a valuable commodity.
Agua!
The steady thumping of jalapenos hitting plastic buckets like distant thunder remains constant throughout the afternoon until quitting time, today around 4:30. There's still the 2-hour bus ride back to El Paso. Farm workers don't get paid for their time on the road and sometimes are charged for transportation. They arrive downtown at about 7:30 in the evening, around the time the Sacred Heart Gym turns into a shelter for homeless farm workers. Juan Gomez and about 100 other farm workers grab blankets or pieces of cardboard and stake out sleeping areas on the hardwood floor. At 9:30, it's lights out. In 5 or 6 hours, they'll be back at the bridge.
You know, you only get more or less maybe an average of 4 or 5 hours to sleep. So you figure you work 6 days a week. Like on Sunday when you go to church, well, you can't even listen to the service because you're so tired that you fall asleep, you know, can't listen to the service.
Juan Gomez is 53. He's worked as a laborer for most of his life in different parts of the country. He says farm work is by far the most difficult and lowest paying job he's ever had. Nevertheless, Gomez takes a certain amount of pride in knowing he helps feed the nation.
You talk about lettuce, you talk about onions, cabbage, chili, cantaloupes, watermelons, everything. If it weren't for the picker, the average family wouldn't have no food on the table.
Chances are the average family
to sleep. So you figure you work 6 days a week, like on Sunday when you go to church, well, you can't even listen to the service because you're so tired that you fall asleep, you know, can't listen to the service.
Juan Gomez is 53. He's worked as a laborer for most of his life in different parts of the country. He says farm work is by far the most difficult and lowest paying job he's ever had. Nevertheless, Gomez takes a certain amount of pride in knowing he helps feed the nation.
You talk about lettuce, you talk about onions, cabbage, chili, cantaloupes, watermelons, everything. If it weren't for the picker, the average family wouldn't have no food on the table.
Chances are the average family will at one time or another have a bottle of salsa on their table. Hot chili sauces are now a multi-billion dollar industry and growing. According to a legal aid attorney in El Paso, farm workers could earn a living wage if consumers were willing to pay a nickel more for a jar of salsa. Juan Gomez says that would be nice, but he doesn't expect it to happen anytime soon. He says he plans to do farm work for another year or so and then move on to something else. I'm Dan Collison.